Tonight's daf is daf gimel. So we got to the very bottom of Beis, the last two lines. And the Gemara had been figuring out, why is it permitted to be mashkin b'shvias? Why could you water the grass during Shemitah? Isn't it usur to water and to take care of the land? So the Gemara says, this is going according to Rebbe, and Rebbe holds bizman hazeh, Shemitah is only an iser midirabanan. So since it's only an iser midirabanan, in the case of a hefsid mamon, they permitted one to be mashke the field. But now the Gemara says in the bottom of Beis and Beis, last two dots, Rav Amar, Afilu Temer Rabbanan. Even if you say that the Mishnah is like Rabbanan, who hold that Bizman HaZeh Shemitah is Deraisa, even he would allow watering during Shemitah. How so? Because he holds Afilu Temer Rabbanan, Avos Asar Achmana, but told us Lo Asar Achmana. The only thing that's awesome in the Raisa are the Avos Malachos. But in regards to the Toldos are not Aser. And since Mashke in O is only a Tolda, it's permitted during Shemitah, even if you assume Shemitah is the Raisa Bizman HaZeh. So the Gemara says, how do you know this, that Toldos are an Aser during Shemitah? So the Gemara says on the top of Daf Gimel, Dichsev Ubashana Ashvi Shabbas Shabbason, the seventh year is going to be a year resting, Yela Aretz for the entire field, Sadechelo Sizra of a Gomer. Oftentimes when there's a Vegomer, that's the most important part of the Drasha. So what's the Vegomer? So you have to look to the side if you're Zocha to have that on the side of your page or the rest of the Pasuk. The Pasuk says, Lo Sizra, you can't grow things, you can't plant things. V'charmecha Lo Sizmor, you can't do pruning. So Zareya and Zomer is a Tolda of Zareya. So those two are Aser. And the Pasuk continues to say, Esfiach Kitzircha Lo Sikzor, you can't do Kitzir, that's a Av. And V'esinvei Nizirecha Lo Sivzor, Bitzira is a Tolda. So Midaraisa, there are four Isurim. Two Avos, two Toldos. The Avos are Zareya and Kotzer, and the two Toldos that are mentioned are Botzer, Zomer, and Botzer. So the Gemara says, Michti, let's understand this Pasuk for a moment. Zmira Bichlal Zriya, pruning is a subcategory of Zareya, and Bitzira is a subcategory of Bichlal Ktzira. So my Hilchasa Kasvinu, Rachmana. So why did the Torah specify Zomer and Botzer? Once you've established Zareya is Aser, so seemingly all the Toldos are Aser. And once it establishes that Kotz is Aser, so all the Toldos are Aser. So why is it singling out Bitzira and Zemira? So the Gemara says, Lememra, to tell us that the Ahani Toldos Mechayiv only on those two specific Toldos, namely Zomer and Botzer, you Chayiv on, but Achrinaisi lo Mechayiv. But other Toldos are actually permitted. So since being mashkin the Zeraim on Shvius is not listed in the Torah, it's Mutter Afilu L'shitas Rabbanan who hold that Shemitah Bizman HaZeh is an Isser Deraisa. So again, only two Toldos are Aser during Shemitah, all other Toldos are Mutter. Why don't we use it as a Binyanav? Because you didn't have to mention it, because it could have simply said Zareya and Kotzer, everything else would have been understood. Yeah, you would have known the Toldos are subcategories. Fine. Says the Gemara further now. Lavalo, is it really true that Toldos are an Aser during Shemitah? V'atanya, we're going to go through a very lengthy Braisa now with very technical terms here of different types of Avodas HaKarka, but the Braisa is basically going to prove to us that Toldos are in fact Aser on a Deraisa level. So the Gemara says, V'atanya, the Braisa tells us, Sadchalo Sizra v'charmachalo Sizmor, you shouldn't plant in the field and you shouldn't prune in the vineyards. Ainli Ella Ziroa Rishbi Zorea Vizomer. Minayin Lenich, how do you know? So I only know from the Torah Zorea and Zomer is Aser. Minayin, how do I know to include Lenichush, which is weeding, Uli Idur, which is digging a little circle around the grapevines, Uli Chisuach, which is ripping out bad grass. How do you know that's Aser as well? These are all Toldos. Says the Braisa, Tamalomer, Sadchalo Karlo, Karmachalo. We're making a Joshua. Lo kol malacha shebet sadcha. You can't do any malacha in the field. For lo kol malacha shebet karmacha. You can't do any malacha in the kerem. So we see midiraisa, they're quoting a pasuk that all toldos are aser. Now the bryce is not done yet. Minayin shein mekarsim. How do you know you can't do mekarsim, which is pruning also? But pruning, it's the term that's applied to a tree as opposed to a kerem. And how do you know also of ein mizardin, which Rashi says is you can't cut off a lot of branches, whether it's dry branches or even moist branches. If it's too much branches on one side, you want to chop it off, it's too much weight. That's called a mikarsimim. And how do you know you can't do vein mizardin, which is, I just read mizardin. How do you know ein mifaskin, be'ilan, which is also if a tree's leaning too much, you pull the other side to straighten it out. How do you know these are also as well during Shemitah? Tamalomar sad chalo, karma chalo. Lo kol malacha shebesadcha, lo kol malacha shebekarmecha. You can't do any malacha whether it's in the sada or the kerem. And the brisa continues. Minayin she'ein mezablin. How do you know you can't put manure throughout the field? Vein mefarkin, which Rashi says refers to you can't remove any rocks that might be lying on the root of the tree. Vein ma'afkin, which is referring to covering up any exposed roots with dirt. Vein ma'ashnin be'ilan, which is you can't cause it some smoke at the bottom of the tree to kill any worms. How do you know all of that's usher? Again, the Braisa says, Hamalomar sad chalo, karma chalo. Kol malacha shebesad chalo, v'chol malacha shebekarma chalo. You can't do any malacha in the field, you can't do any malacha in the kerem. So then the Gemara, the Braisa continues. Lo yachol, lo yikashkesh, tachas azesim. One may think you shouldn't be able to yikashkesh. What's yikashkesh? Rashi says it refers to also drawing a little, digging around a hole, a circle around the olive trees. Lo yader tachas agafanim, which is referring to also some type of hole below a ditch around the gefanim. And v'loy mali nikon mai, maybe you shouldn't fill up any cracks with water. V'lo yase ugios the gefanim, and you shouldn't make any circles around the gefanim. Maybe all that's usser. So then the Gemara finally puts a limit on it. No, these are actually mutter. Because tamalomar sadchalo sizra, that your field you shouldn't plant. Zriya bechlal haisa. So zriya is already included. Once we know you can't work the land, why does it single out zriya? So lama yatsa, why was it singled out? Lahakish elea, to make a hekish. Saying what? Lomar lecha, to teach me, ma zriya miuchades avoda shebasade shebekerem. That planting is something, zriya, it's going to be unique to both a field and to a kerem. Af kol shehi avoda shebesade u'shebekerem. So to all other mlachas that are going to be applied to a sada and kerem equally, all of those are usr. As opposed to the last few we just mentioned, are not to, don't apply both to a sada and kerem, those are actually going to be mutter. So we see from all this, though, this very long brisa, that a number of toldos are actually going to be usr based on the psukim. So we see many toldos that are usr midraisa. How could we suggest that before that only betsira and zmira usr, but not other toldos? And so the Gemara answers that this brisa is simply midirabanan vikra esmachta ba'alma. So where we stand right now is midraisa, there are only two toldos that are usr, zmira and betsira. All other toldos that are applied to a sada and kerem equally are going to be asr midirabanan. If there's a toldo that applies only to a sada or only to a kerem or maybe to neither one, then that would be mutter even on the rabbanan level. So Gemara now says, v'kishkush b'shvis mishari. So we said before, kishkush is when you draw a little ditch around the gefen. Is that really permitted? V'haksiv, the pasuk says, according to the pasuk, it says, v'ashvish tishmetena unatashta. So what does this mean? Tishmetena milakashkesh. You should hold back from doing any kishkush during shvius. And unatashta milasakel. And you should also hold back from any lasakel. What's lasakel? It's removing any large rocks that might prevent growth. So we see the Braisa here says that you can't do kishkush during Shemitah. But above the Braisa says you can do kishkush. So the Gemara says, Amar Rav Ukva Bar Chama Trei Kishkushi Havu. There are two types of kishkush. Chad Abrua Li'ilane V'chad Stumei Pile. One's coming to, which one is which? Let's see, Rashi for a second. One's coming to open up holes, which gives it some air, and the roots need some air sometimes. And one's trying to close up the holes. If it's too much air, it's going to ruin it. So, Avrua Ilan Asura, to open up the holes is usr, giving it to have some more air, that's considered Rashi's Harvacha. That allows it to grow better, but that's not preventing loss. So Harvacha is going to be usr during Shemitah. But Stumei Pile, if there are cracks in the ground that's causing it too much to be exposed and going to ruin the roots and then ruin the tree, that's actually Shari. That's going to be permitted during Shemitah. So again, I can't really appreciate any of this stuff. I imagine you guys can either. I don't know any of the farming and agriculture. But what we see from all this is the klal, when it comes to if there's a hefsed, then it's permitted. But if it's about harvacha, then it's going to be prohibited. Gemara now says that has a machlokus about hachorish. Right now, midaraisa, shmita, we know that the Torah says you can't do zareya and you can't do kotzer. those are the two melachos that are mentioned in the Torah, and there's a lav that says lo, it says sadcha lo sizra, and it says later on kitzircha lo siktzor. You get malchus for kitzira and for zareya during Shemitah. The Gemara now has a shaila. What about chorish? What about plowing, which is not mentioned at least in this stage, that not mentioned in the Torah? So itmar chorish b'shvius, what we're going to quote in a second, but not as a lav. So itmar chorish b'shvius. What about plowing during Shemitah? So the Gemara has a machlokus hamararim here. Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Lazar, chad amar loke, chad amar eino loke. One says you get lashes for plowing during Shemitah, yet the other one says you don't get lashes. So what's the machlokus? So leim, let's suggest b'drabbi abin amar Rabbi Ilah. They're arguing about a klal that Rabbi Allah has. What's his klal? Dama Rabbi Abin Amar Rabbi Allah kol makom shenemar klal ba'asei uprat below sasei. When the klal is stated as asei, it's formulated as an asei, but the specific example, a prat, is mentioned as a lav, ein adonin also b'chlal uprat uklal. That doesn't become a general klal uprat uklal. The rule is, when you have a structure, when there's a klal, a generic statement, a prat, a specific statement, and then finish off with another klal, then we expand the prat. Even though the prat may have been one, two, three examples, we expand that prat to other types of examples, even if they're not mentioned. But that's only if they're all consistent. Klal, prat, klal are all either ases or all either los ases. Here, the klal is an asay. We'll get to the Rashi in a second, what the examples, but the prat is a lav. So there's some inconsistency, so we're not going to create this method of klal, prat, uklal. So look at Rashi towards the bottom. Rashi says, "Kol makom shenemar klal ba'asei, v'uprat below sasei kigon hacha." This is the example. Dechsiv, it says, "Ubishana shvius shabbos shabbos on yel aretz." That's you should rest. That's a asei. You have a requirement to rest shabbos shabbos on. That's hainu asei. But the prat, the specific, how should you rest? Sadcha lo sizra, karmcha lo sizmor, prat. That's hainu lo sasei. So the prat is formulated as a negative commandment. So this does not fit into the normal structure of klal, prat, uklal. So now, does everybody agree to that? You can't apply a klal, prat, uklal when it's an asei lo sasei. So that's the machlokas, the Gemara says. So let's back inside now, back inside the Gemara. So the Gemara again says, "Damar kemiflegi damar Rabbi Abba, damar Rabbi Allah, kol makom shenemar klal ba'asei." And the prats mentioned below sase, "Ein danin oso beklal uprat uklal." You don't use this as that structure. So man damar loke, the one who says you get lash and chorish, less say the Rabbi Abba, amar Rabbi Allah. He doesn't hold of him, meaning he allows it to be a klal uprat uklal. So even though the prat only mentions zareya and koter, you could take the klal, prat, klal, and expand it to other examples like chorish. So you would get malchus for chorish. But the other opinion holds, man damar einaloka, you don't get lashes for chorish, because islay the Rabbi Abin. He holds Rabbi Abin, and you don't apply klal, uprat, uklal, and all we have are the specific examples in the Torah, namely zareya and koter, and chorish is not going to be bechlal the los hasay. That's the Gemara's first approach to this machlokas. But then the Gemara says, not true, lo. Everyone rejects him, in which case they say there is a klal, prat uklal here, and seemingly chorish should be expanded and should be malchus, there should be malchus for chorish. So man damar loke shapir. The one who says you get malchus for chorish makes sense because we're having a klal, prat uklal here, and chorish is going to be an additional example of a lav. But the one who holds man damar ain't a loke, the one who holds that there is no lashes for malchus, so what's the explanation? So amalacha michli. Let's understand this for a second. Zmira bechlal zriya and betzira bechlal ktsir, like we said above. Zmira is a told of zareya, betzira is a told of kotzer. L'may hilchasa kasvinu rachmana. What was the reason the Torah had to specify these particular toldos? We would have understood they were usher once it says kotzer and zareya respectively. So the Gemara answers, like we said above, the Meimer to teach us, the Ahani told us to the Mechayev, only on those specific toldos mentioned in the Torah are you Chayev, namely Betzira and Zmira, but Atolda Acharina lo Mechayev. On other toldos, you're not going to be Chayev. So how does this answer the question? So look at the Rashi, says the very last Rashi in the whole page here, the last five words. Lahachi Charesh Einolok Loka. And that reason, Chorish is not going to get Malkus because it's not mentioned in the Torah as a Tolda. But we know Chorish is not a Tolda, it's actually a Av. So what's the explanation here? I don't remember. I didn't look into this, I forgot. There's an extremely long footnote down here. I know there's a whole long discussion about how Choresh works here, but I think one, I could be wrong, but I believe one of the Rishonim explained here that when it comes to Shemitah, if it's not mentioned in the Torah, which Choresh isn't, it by definition has to be considered a Tolda. Now, even though Choresh in the world of Shabbos is an Av, in the world of Shemitah it's only called a Tolda since it's not mentioned.
In the world of Shemitah there's only two Avos.
Exactly. Exactly. If I remember correctly. But there's a lot of discussion down here on this sugya. Yeah. The Gemara now says two lines down. The law, we're going to go through that same price we said above, so I'll go through this quickly. The Gemara right now assumes only two toldos are asur also, which is going to be Zemira and Bitsira. So the law, don't we have a price that includes all these other toldos? Vahatani, the price says, I'm going to read through it quickly. Sat chalos Zizra, v'karma chalos Zizmor, ainli elezarei avizimor, minayinli idur lekishkish lekisuach. How do you know those toldos are asur as well? Tamalomar sat chalos lo, karma chalos. Lo kol malacha shebesadcha, lo kol malacha shebekarmacha. No malacha that's done in a sade, no malacha that's done in a kerem. All types of toldos are asur. Minayin chain mekarsimim vei mezardin vei mefaskin beilan. How do you know those toldos are asur as well? Tam lo mezardcha lo karmacha lo kol malacha shebesadcha lo kol malacha shebekarmacha lo. Minayin chain mezablin vei mefarkin vei meashin beilan. Tam lo mezardcha lo karmacha lo kol malacha shebesadcha lo kol malacha shebekarmacha lo. Yachal lo yikashkeish tachas azesim, lo yadeh tachas agafanim, lo yamali nikon mayim, lo yaseh ogios lo gafanim. Tamalomar, sadchalo, sizra, zriya bechla hayisa. Lama yatsa lahakish alea, lomar lacha amav, zriya miyuchadis avodah shebesadah shebekarim, afkol shi avodah shebesadah shebekarim. So only told us that are going to be applicable to karim and sad equally are going to be asr. Yet we see from this braisa that not only the toldos of Zemir and Mitzira are asr, but many other toldos are also asr based on the pasuk lo satchalo karmachalo. And so the Gemara answers no. This whole braisa is simply midirbanan, and the kra is an asmachta ba'alma, just like we said above. Fine, let's go to Amud Beis now. Gemara now says ki asr Rav Dimi. Rashi points out ki asr Rav Dimi. He mentions many places in Shas. Ki asr Rav Dimi on the top is me Eretz Yisrael lebavel. Rav Dimi came from Eretz Yisrael to Bavel. He reported back what he heard in Eretz Yisrael. We have this many times. Whenever it says ki asa, when they came, Rav Dimi came, Rav Avin came, many Amaram came back and forth. So when they reported back to Bavel, he taught the following halacha. He said a very cryptic statement, which the Gemara is trying to understand. Yachal yilka al ha-tosefes. One might think you're going to get malchus on the tosefes, on something that's been added. V'nasiv le-tamuda liftura. But there's a pasuk that says your pater. V'lo yadona my tamuda my tosefes. But he didn't remember what was the tosefes and what was the drasha. He just remembered this statement. We have many times, remember, when it comes to a lot of these mishnayos and brises and statements, they memorize things, but they didn't necessarily understand the things. So he memorized some halachas, but he didn't understand what it meant, what it was referring to. So he wanted to figure out what was going on. So comes along Rebbe Lazar and says as follows, Amar Harisha. The Harisha is the Tosefes. Because remember, in the Torah, all we have is Zoraya and Zemira, Kotzer and Bitsira. So they add on Harisha, which is not mentioned in the Torah. That's the Tosefes. And Hachi Kamar. This is how it should be understood. The statement that Rav Dimi reported back from Eretz Yisrael. Yachal Yilka Ala Harisha, which is the Tosefes. One might think you should get lashes also on plowing during Shemitah. De'asya Miklalu Prato Klal, like we just saw in Amud Aleph. Because it said Aseh, that the Klal and the Prat. So he said that's going to include Harisha also, should get Malkos. But Nasiv Le Tamuda Liftura. They brought a drasha to say you don't get lashes for Harisha. What was that drasha? Di'im Kain Kolhani Prati Lomali. Because otherwise, why did the Torah specify Zemira and Bitsira? So that's what we said before. Only those two told us are you chayv on, but other told us, such as Choresh, you're not chayv Malkos on. So that was the first approach as to understanding what Rav Dimi meant. Pretty much what we said on Amud Aleph. But then comes along Rabbi Yochanan, Amar, Yamim, no, it doesn't refer to Tosefes, it's not referring to an additional Malacha, it's referring to additional Yom, additional Yamim, additional days. Yamim shows Sifu Chachamim Lifnei Rosh Hashanah. What's called Tosefes Shavis, the days that they added on, even though Shemitah really starts Aleph Tishrei, they added on a few days before, and a month before enough Tosefes Shavis. The Chachamim instituted this. This is what Rav Dimi was reporting back. Yachal Yilkal Tosefes Rosh Hashanah Dasim Mibicharish Bekatzir Tishbos. One might think you should get Malkos for the added on days before Rosh Hashanah, which is learned, that we'll see on the bottom of this page, how the drush is learned exactly. So V'nasiv Le'Tamuda, they bring a drush, a Leftura, Kidabayinu Le'Meimach Le'Kaman. Later on we're going to see how we know that in fact you do get exempt for doing any work during Shemitah. So again, during Shemitah year proper, you get Malkos for violating Zorei or Kotzer. During Tosef Shemitah, the month beforehand, although it's Aser, perhaps there is Aser, you don't get Malkos for it, as we'll see later on why that is. There's interesting Tosos here. Look at Tosos, Dira Maschel, Yachel Yolk al Tosef Shal Rosh Hashanah. He wants to know in this Havamina, how could you suggest that there should be Malkos on Tosef Shemitah? Vim Tomar Malkos Minolan. What's the source for Malkos? What's the klal? Well, how do you know that a Isser gets Malkos? What's the telling? What's the source that tells you get Malkos for a Isser? But that's the source. But it has to be a lav. Has to be formulated as a lav. Has to be a losasay or pen or hishamer. It has to be a lav. Losasam the source that every lav exactly gets Malkos exactly. So what about here? What's the pasuk of Tosefes Shvi'is? It's not formulated as a los hasei. Lukatosis asks, v'halo loksib b'Tosefes lav. It doesn't say a lav regarding the Tosefes Shvi'is. Ela asei greda. It's asei that you have to prevent, rest the land based on charish b'katzir tishbos. Tishbos is an asei. Rest the land another 30 days. That's not a lav. So what's the havamina to say that there should be malkos on the Tosefes Shvi'is? And so Tosos answers, V'ikal emeimar, Dibi mecharishu bekatsir, Mafkinan, Ditzarach Tosefes, Kolomar, Sheshvius mascholas, Mishana shishish. What's coming here is telling us that Shemitah doesn't start Alf Tishrei, but it's telling us it's actually starting a month beforehand. All the lachas of Shemitah are being carried to a month early. That's the Chiddush. So what's going on here in Tosos is, and this machlokas Tosos and Tosos Rush, in general, whenever you have Tosefes anything, Tosefes Shvi'is, Tosefes Shabbos, Tosefes Yom HaKippurim, the question is always, is that Tosefes Mamish ki Shabbos itself? Is Tosefes Shabbos like Shabbos itself? Is Tosefes Shvi'is Mamish like Shvi'is or not? The Tosefes assumes that it's Mamish like the Shabbos, it's Mamish like the Shvi'is. So whatever halachas are Shabbos or Shemitah is going to be applied to the Tosefes part as well. So just like there are Malkos during Shemitah, there should be Malkos as well during the Tosefes part. Tosas Rush argues. Tosas Rush says there was never a Havamina here to say that there's real Malkos during Tosefes Shemitah. The Havamina was that you should get Malkos Mardis, only a Malkos on a Dirabon level. That was the whole Havamina. Because he did not assume that Tosefes Shvi'is is Mamish like Shvi'is. And that's how Tosas Rush explained this. But either way, this Tosos is very important for his assumption that Tosefes is Mamish like the Shemitah itself. The Gemara now says, my yomim shelfnei Rosh Hashanah. We said above that when we said that Tosefes, there's additional days before Shemitah that we would already start refraining from doing work. So what are these days that are of Shemitah before Rosh Hashanah, before Alef Tishrei? Kedetznan, the Mishnah tells us in Maseches Shvi'is, Ad Masai Chorshin Besad Ilan Shvi'is, when the last time you could plow your field during the sixth year as it enters into Shemitah year, when did they stop plowing and start taking on halachas of Shemitah? Beishami omrim kozman shiyafu lepri. As long as it's good for the fruit of the previous year, of the sixth year, you could continue to plow the field. But once it's no longer good for the fruit of the previous year, it's already considered helping the upcoming year of Shemitah. So that's already some point during Erev Shvi'is, during the sixth year. And Beis Hill omrim ad hatzeres. During Shavuos time, at Teres Shavuos time, you already have to stop plowing. So what's the machlokas? The Gemara says, "Krovim divrei elu lios kedivrei elu." They're very close to each other. Beis Hillel's very defined time of Shavuos is very similar to Beis Shammai's timing of when it's no longer good for the fruit of the previous year. So that's around the time you have to stop plowing. So then the Gemara says, that's when it comes to plowing for a sada ilan, for trees. The Ad Masai, the Mishnah says, up until what point, Chorshin Sade Halavan, Erev Shvi'is, when do you have to stop plowing the white field, which is referring to grains, such as white wheat and barley, when do you have to stop plowing during the sixth year? So the Gemara says, the Mishnah says, Mishatich La'alacha, when there's no longer moisture, when the summer starts coming, everything gets dried, any plowing that you're doing is not for the previous year's produce, but it's viewed as for the upcoming year, and therefore it has to be usher at that point. And as long as people are still plowing for planting their cucumbers or their gourd, it's permitted also to plow for those as well during the sixth year. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Im Kain, if that's the case, based on each individual, that means each farmer is going to have a different time. My farmer over there is going to continue to plow. I'm going to stop plowing this month. He's going to start plowing next month. You can't do it based on subjectively when each person's plowing for their cucumbers and gourds. So Rabbi Shimon rejected that approach. He wanted a very defined time. So when do you stop plowing from the sixth year for the grains? Pesach time. After Pesach, it's already viewed as preparing for the upcoming Shemitah. When it comes to trees, you have up until Shavuos time. Then the Gemara says, Amar Rabbi Shimon ben Pazi, Amar Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, Mishum bar Kapara. Rabbi Gamliel beis Dino, Rabbi Gamliel and his Bezdin, Nimnu al Shnei Prakam Halalu, they had taken a vote. Nimnu means they counted, they had elections, they took a vote, and they said they decided on these two Prakam. That's a very sensible idea, that Pesach and Shavuos respectively should be the cutoff dates when you have to stop plowing for the Sada Lavan and the Sada Ilan. However, Batlam. But later on, they had canceled it that you're allowed to plow up until Rosh Hashanah. So the Gemara says, Amr le Rabbi Zeira le Rabbi Abo. Varmila others say, Reish Lakish said to Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Gamliel, U Beis Dino, Heichamatsu, Mivatli Takanta de Beis Shammai Beis Hillel. How could they undo the takana that Beis Hillel Beis Shammai did? Right, Beis Hillel Beis Shammai says up until Pesach and Atzeres. But then came along Rabbi Gamliel and he says, no, you could plow up until Rosh Hashanah. How could a Beis Din undo a previous Beis Din? V'atanan, the Mishnah in Edios tells us, Ein Beis Din Yochel Levato Divrei Beis Din Chavero. One Beis Din can overrule another Beis Din's takana. Elim Kain, unless that second Beis Din is Gadol Mimanu B'chachma U'b'minyan. Unless that second Beis Din is greater both in quality and quantity. But Beis Din, Rabbi Gamliel, is not going to be greater than Beis Hillel Beis Shammai. So how could they have undone the takanas of Beis Hillel Beis Shammai of saying you can't plow from a certain stage? And they said, no, you are allowed to plow it. So the Gemara says, Ishtomim Kishachada, which is quoting a pasuk, but simply means they thought for a moment for an explanation. And then they answered, Amalei, Emer Kach Hisnu Beneim. When Beis Hillel Beis Shammai made their institutions of when Tosefes Shvi'is begins, Pesach and Shavuos respectively, they made a Tanai, a stipulation that Kol Arota Levatel Yavo Vivatel. They left it open, that we're making a Gzera, but we're leaving the option if it later Beis Din feels a need to override it, then we're allowing them to overrule such a Takana. It was built into the Takana, and that's why later on Rabbi Gamliel and Beis Dino were able to overrule their Takana, Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai. Now, the reason why, look what Tosa says, why were they built in such a takana? So Tosa writes, Dibar Maschil, Kol Arot Levatel Yavov Yivatel, Shema Yiskalkul HaKarkos, Veinam Megalin Tevua Below Harisha L'Acherzman. So they thought if they were so stringent on the Harisha, maybe later generations, the fields won't be able to take it, and they might get destroyed. So therefore, they built in this option of overruling this takana. Gemara now says, asks the question, we're up to right now around 12 lines up from the bottom. Diduhi? Is it really true that Tosefes Shvi'is was attributed to Beis Hillel Beis Shammai? It was really a takana? Halach l'Moshe Mesinai? This is actually, a Tosefes Shvi'is is a concept we have all the way dated back to Halach l'Moshe Mesinai. D'amar Rabbi Asi, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Mishum Rabbi Nechunya, Ish Bikas Beis Charson. What was the following klal? That these three things, Eser Netios, we'll explain that what it means in a second, Arava, V'nisach HaMayim, these three concepts are Halacha L'Moshe Mesinai. So what's Eser Netios? So Eser Netios are, Rashi explains that Yud Netios, around 15 lines up, HaMefuzaros B'soch Beis Sa. Netia is a, what do they call that? It's a sapling, a small tree. It's a young tree. HaMefuzaros B'soch Beis Sa, which is 10 little trees that are dispersed throughout an area of a Beis Sa, which is Chamishim al Chamishim, you could plow that entire field, Erev Shvi'is, up until Rosh Hashanah. And the explanation is, since they're Yalda, since they're very young and vulnerable to being Pseida, they allowed you to plow up until Rosh Hashanah. But a zakena, an older tree, which is well established and very strong, you are not allowed to plow up until Rosh Hashanah. So we see that from this halacha Moshe Sinai, there already exists the Tosefes Shvius already for the older trees from halacha Moshe Sinai. And just to finish off, Arava, what that is when they used to go in the Beis Hamikdash around the Mizbech with the Aravos, that's Arava, that took place on the Hoshana Rabbah. And then Nisach HaMayim is when they'd pour the water on the base, on the Mizbech all the days of Sukkot. These three concepts are halacha, the Moshe Mishinai. Now, Tosis points out, look at the small Tosis on the side here, Dibra Maschel Nisach HaMayim. For Hal Darminim B'Alma, the Gemara in Shabbos, it's also famously the Gemara in Tainis, Bezim and Bez, Mem Yud Mem L'Rabos Nisach HaMayim Min HaTorah. So the Psukim, when it comes to laning of Sukkot, they seem repetitive, but there are a few differences throughout. And there's an extra mem in one of the days, or maybe the second day, I think. And there's extra yud and extra mem that shouldn't be there. And so the Gemara says in Tainis, it's a remes to mayim, nisach hamayim on Sukkot. So it's a pasuk, it's not halacha Moshe Mishinai. So Tosa says, no, ain't ela smachet ba'alma. That wasn't a real drasha. The mem, yud mem, wasn't a real drasha. It was a remes, but the real source of nisach hamayim on Sukkot is really from halacha, the Moshe Mishinai. Either way, for our purposes, we see that Tosefes Shvius is really Halachal Moshe Mishinai, and it wasn't a takana from Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai. So answers the Gemara, Amar Rebbe Yitzchak, Ki Gemira Hilchasa Shloshim Yom Lefnei Rosh Hashanah. The Halachal Moshe Mishinai is a tradition we have only 30 days prior to Rosh Hashanah, namely Aleph Elul is Halachal Moshe Mishinai. However, Asu Hanu came along Beis Hillel Beis Shammai and they extended the Tosefes Shvius to an earlier date. Asu Hanu Takan Mipesach Umiyatzeres. So they extended it earlier. So they weren't creating Tosefes Shabbos; they were just expanding Tosefes Shabbos. Then came along Asu Bididehu, but they made a condition Beis Hillel Beis Shammai called Road to Levatel Yavol Vivato. Whoever wants to come and overrule this additional Tosefes is able to. Fine. Let's go a little bit further. We're good, guys? This isn't Shkalm, remember. Much easier than Shkalm. Okay. Gemara says, Hani Hilchasininu, Kraninu. Wait a second. Is this a whole halacha of Tosefes Shvius? Is it really only a halacha Moshe Mishinai? It's based on a drasha. What's the drasha? So the pasuk tells us, Becharish v'katir tishbos. So you have to, plowing and harvesting are aser on Shemitah. Sorry? Yeah, they asked the question, exactly. So the Gemara says, but they apply it to Shemitah. That's the big shaila they talk about. So Rabbi Akiva Omer, Ein Sarach Lomar Charish V'Katzir Shal Shvius, Shrei Kvar Nemar, Sad Chalo Sizra, V'Chaim Chalo Sizmor. You don't have to mention plowing and reaping and during Shemitah, because the Pasuk already says you can't do any type of work on the Sadeh on the Kerem. So what's it coming to add on here? So it says Rabbi Akiva, the drasha is, El Charish Shal Er Shvius, Shenichnas, L'shvius. It's telling us you can't do Harisha not only during Shemitah proper, but even during Erev Shvius, it's Aser. So it's a pasuk we see. And Katzir Shel Shvius, cutting off Shemitah, what's that referring to? We know it can be referring to Shemitah proper, because that we already know from Sadech Halo Sizra, Mekarim Halo Sizmor. Ela must be, Katzir Shel Shvius, Sheyatil Motzer Shvius. You can't cut down Shemitah fruits during the 8th year, the year afterwards. In other words, there's Tosefes Shvius both before Shemitah and after Shemitah. That's being learned out from this extra pasuk of a Becharish V'Katir Tishbos, notwithstanding the fact that it's in the context of Shabbos, but that the Rishonim deal with. Fine, so what we see from all this, though, is that it's a pasuk. Tosefes Shvius is a drasha, it's not a lachal Moshe Mishinai. But just to finish the braisa, Rabbi Shmuel Omer, no, he has differently. It's not referring to Tosefes Shvius, this extra pasuk. Ma charish rishus af katzir rishus. Just like whenever you plow, there's never a mitzvah plowing. You don't find any mitzvah to plow ever. You might need to plow to get to certain mitzvahs, but there's never a ma'isa charisha that's a mitzvah. So just like charisha is all rishus, and that's all aser, so to all the katzir, all the reaping you're doing, also it's Rishus, it's going to be Aser. However, Yatz a Ktsir HaOmer Shi Mitzvah. But only a Ktsir that's a voluntary type of Ktsira would be prohibited during Shemitah. But if there's a Ktsira that's a Mitzvah, and namely the one of Ktsir HaOmer, cutting down to bring the harvesting for the carbon Omer, there's a Mitzvah in that Ktsira, That is the only ktsira that can be performed during the Shemitah year. That's a drasha that we're connecting again, charish with ktsira together, that all ktsira that's similar to charish is aser. Namely, a rishus type of ktsira is aser. But a ktsira shemitzvah, namely ktsira omer, that's permitted and obligated to be done during Shemitah. And nothing to do again with Tosef Shvius. So that's where he ends with. So let's just finish the answer here, though. So then, if that's the case, Rabbi Kiva thinks there's a drasha, there's a source for Shemitah, for Tosef Shemitah, but we said above it's actually Halach al Moshe Sinai. Which one is it? Which one's Tosef Shvius? So Ella Amar of Nachman Bar Yitzchak, Ki Gemir Hilchasa Lemishre Yalda. So the Halach al Moshe Sinai we have, it's an Asar Netios. The 10 Netios that are dispersed throughout that Besa, that's permitted to be planted and plowed, rather, up until Erev Shvius. So we said you're permitted to go Mamish to Rosh Hashanah. But what's the Kra coming to tell me? The Pasuk's coming, Lemeis Hezekena, to prohibit one to plow the more established trees. You cannot plow up until Rosh Hashanah. You have to add on Tosef Shvius. So that's what we're learning, Tosef Shvius here. But Gemara says, what do you need a Pasuk for? The came with the Hil Chasal Mishra Yalda, one Talach al Moshe Sinai tells me you're permitted to take care and tend to the younger trees up until Rosh Hashanah. Lami Meil, do we not deduce from that, obviously, that Zakena is Asira? So obviously that an older tree, you can't plow up until Rosh Hashanah. You need to add Tosef Shvius. So that's all built into the Halach al Moshe Sinai. So the Gemara says you're right. There's actually Machlokas. What is the source of Tosef Shvius? According to El Hilchos El Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Shmuel, who learned the pasuk of pasuk we just quoted here before, Bicharish Bekacha Tishbos, teaches me nothing about Tosef Shvius. He's the one who learned Hilchos that Tosef Shvius is derived from Halach El Moshe Sinai. But Kroy Rabbi Kiva, Rabbi Kiva though, who says that no, we actually learned Tosef Shvius from Bicharish Bekacha. It's based on a pasuk and not based on Halach El Moshe Sinai. So two very important points right now. Number one is, so Rabbi Akiva rejects this whole hilchasa of Arava, Esenetios, and Nisach HaMayim is all not part of Halach HaMoshe Sinai. So number one point is, Rabbi Akiva and Gemara and Tainas, I think, at Daf Gimel, he says, what's his source for Nisach HaMayim? I believe he says another pasuk. He quotes a pasuk for the source of Nisach HaMayim, because he's rejecting this whole statement of hilchasa. Of Hilchasa, Nisach HaMayim, Arava, Esenetios, once it's rejected, he needs to start finding sources for these other concepts. So look at the Gemara Tainas Daf Gimel. I think Rabbi Akiva quotes a source for Nisach HaMayim. Number two interesting thing is, the Rambam has a klal that there is never a machlokas when it comes to Halach HaMoshe Mesinai. So here we see there's a machlokas when it comes to Halach HaMoshe Mesinai. So what do you do with all this? Not sure. There's a suggestion based on the Tziv, but it's not going to work here. The Tziv writes that when the Gemara used the word Hilchasa, there's a discussion comes up when it comes to Tzroros. Tzroros is a Gemara in Bava Kamma, the second parak, when it comes to a person, animal that's walking and kicks up like Tzroros, pebbles. And that pebble causes damage, there's a special hilchasa, the Gemara says, you pay chatzi nezek. Normally you have to pay nezek shalim, you have to pay the full damage, but there's a special klal when it comes to tzroos, you only pay half the damage. So there's a machlokas between one opinion, I think it's sumchas, and someone else, whether you pay nezek shalim or you pay chatzi nezek on tzroos. That's the machlokas. And the Gemara says that tzroos is a hilchasa. It's a lach moshe Mesinai. So if the Netziv asks, and I think in the back Maharaj Tzichiyot asks, how could there be machlokas when it comes to Halach HaMoshe Mesinai? Rambam holds, there's never machlokas. Everything that we have as a tradition from Moshe, there's never machlokas by Halach HaMoshe Mesinai. But by Tzoros, there is a machlokas, whether it's Nezek Shalom or Chatzi Nezek. So the Netziv answers in his Hamek Shela, I think, Hamek Shela, he writes that when Gemara used the word Hilchasa, according to Rashi, Rashi thinks Hilchasa means Halach HaMoshe Mesinai. The Rambam doesn't think Hilchasa is Halach HaMoshe Mesinai. Hilchasa means we have a Mesorah, but doesn't mean it dates back to Halach HaMoshe Mesinai. So Rambam says, Tzroros is Hilchasa, it's just that we have a long-established Mesorah, but it's not considered Halach HaMoshe Mesinai, and therefore you can have a Machlokas by Tzroros because it's only Hilchasa, it's not Halach HaMoshe Mesinai. So you would want to say this by this case as well, that Hilchasa, also this says Hilchasa, but then we're clearly using the terminology Halacha Moshe Sinai, in which case you can't give that explanation. So this ends up being a Tzarachin on the Rambam. This is an example where there is a Halacha Moshe Sinai, and yet it still is a Machlokas. We'll leave it as a Tzarachin, and we'll stop here. Okay, hopefully you have a minion.